to another episode of the Stony Sisters podcast.
Thank you for tuning in. What are we smoking on? What is this?
That one's the North Star. Northern Star. Northern Star? North Star? You know what? Nope, I don't have it here anymore. Nope, not on there either. And we do have a special guest today that will be a part of the episode, and we'll be doing a little interview later in the episode. My very special cousin. The completion to the tres leches.
Which is kind of, would that be considered an oxymoron? Because I don't think any of us drink milk.
Nope. Well,
like dairy milk, I should say. Dairy milk. Coconut, cashew.
See, coconut, oat, and almond.
There we go. Never mind. Take it back. Makes perfect sense now.
But it just makes so much sense with... Which, by the way, oh, I just dropped the cherry.
My heart is out.
I was going to say, introduce yourself. Go ahead. They hear you peeping.
What's my name, Alyssa?
Do you want me to say your government name?
Which name?
Yeah, which name? Because we got like four names for you. Want me to hit you with the Mary Louisa? Or?
I think that's what people hear on the episode.
Mary Louisa.
Oh, Mary Louisa.
Oh, Mary Louisa.
Or my cousin, Mighty Lou.
Her name my is cousin. Really not Mary Louisa, so.
Please don't call her that.
Please do not call her that.
On the streets. Because we can't help you.
Look, she barely gives me a pass to call her that, okay? Sometimes I gotta catch myself.
It's literally. Oh my gosh, I give up.
All right, relight it.
About to burn my table. Anyway, my cousin, Mighty Lou, welcome.
Thank you. She's
here. But there was something we were talking about. I wanted to keep talking, but whatever. Here we go. On to the next. Oh yeah, whatever. We're past it.
We're the three layers. That's all you need.
We're here. Oh, you got a spark. Okay.
It's like I need to spark this end.
We already sage, you know, per usual. We smudged the best of our abilities that we could around our area.
Yes, and it's been super cleansed up in here because the energy is happening and...
You've been having some experiences.
I'm still having those paranormal experiences. You know, at this point, I'm just like, I need to get an electrician in here first, and if not, then...
Let me check my electrical first.
You're like, something's got to be going on.
I got to check the boxes first before I go entirely crazy.
Right. Before you get Tanja up in here.
No lie. I miss her.
I miss her too.
I'm going to go, I think today or tomorrow, I'm going to try and go. Is she open on Sundays?
I think so. Some incense.
Because I need to re-up on everything. And I just need to go in. I need to go in and see, like, what's calling me. Like, what I need to...
Same. Mm-hmm. And I need a new ring.
New ring.
I need a new ring too.
Yep.
Mine broke.
It's time.
In the middle of COVID. It was
mine worst. Broke right before COVID, and then COVID popped off, so then I couldn't go.
Same.
I mean, not in the middle, in the peak, because we're kind of still in it.
Right. I remember mine broke a little bit before COVID, but my size is so, like, specific, so I was thinking every time I go back, I try and check.
I mess with the rings, I size them, and then I kind of just pick the one that picks me, I guess.
Yep.
If that makes sense, yeah.
You're like, oh, this one's a perfect fit.
Yep.
Like...
You find a finger for it to go on. Because there's sometimes where I'm like, you know what? This is it. Doesn't fit my thumb. Fits my pinky. All right, here it goes.
Just say it. Just say it.
Just say it.
Nope.
That's what it calls for you.
All right.
We took some dabs.
Yes. What did you bring? You brought some crumble today. Of...
2 seconds.
Just as we pull that up. On top of this North Star, so this North Star is a sativa dominant, which I feel like it is hitting pretty quickly because...
Yes.
Here we are. And then I also did do a joint of Sweethearts, which is a cross of Cherry Pie and Grateful Breath, and it's a hybrid strain. I've already smoked that one, tried that one. Lit. We're about to be lit. Through the roof.
I brought OG Kush. I brought some OG Kush joints. And then I haven't had it in a while. And I'm like, OG Kush, okay, it was on the menu. I'm nice. Like, gotta get this.
It's been a while for me, too.
Then I also have a cartridge, which I haven't had cartridges in a minute. But I got a cartridge of Pure Earth. And what is this? Cantaloupe Haze. Bomb.
What's the percentage on that? It's
so this 95% sativa, 5% indica. If you've never had Pure Earth, they're really convenient too, because on the actual cartridge it tells you, obviously, like we said, 95 sativa. It tells you for your strain.
For your reference. So I brought the blueberry vintage and cherry gelato crumble by Echo.
Fire, because I got
never heard of it.
I love it.
Never heard of it, but it's
Their concentrates. I have their really cartridge too.
I was all
I have their citrus peel cartridge, and then I have Iron Triangle OG for flower that we're gonna smoke. This big
Iron Triangle. Boom. Yeah, put our freaking joints to shame. She freaking packed this.
We're over here like, oh, look at this one. I got a little baseball bat right here. And I'm like, yeah, look at this one. Jazz is like, oh, look at the one I got.
And then I'm all, you can call
She slams
a hammer, would you call it? A call fucking hammer? Hammer?
She dropped the hammer on it.
Fucking Ooh. Thor over here.
Right, I was like, you got all the rings.
What's up?
So, yeah. Wait, what did you say? So, what is that one considered? Do you know? Like a... Is it a...
It's a hybrid.
A hybrid?
Yeah.
Sick. So, yeah, we're going to be feeling all types of high.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
I love it.
I think she loves it.
All right. So, really quick.
Huh? We're related.
You dropped it too. Yeah. Really quick business excellence. Yet another shout out to Sunday Goods. I still haven't gone to their. Have you been?
I haven't been Sunday? To their new one yet. Get it together. No, I know. Stony Sisters who?
Right. I stick to what I know. I
Me
need
too.
To get out there
I
though.
Need to.
And with COVID too, I just haven't been going out of my norm. Just because I'm just like, you know what? Quick, get in and out, get back home. Boom. You know.
Yes.
So, but their Phoenix location, their Phoenix dispensary is doing a food drive that started on November 2nd, and that's going all the way to November 30th. So, if you bring three or more food items, you get a free 1 gram Sunday Goods pre-roll.
Ooh. They have good pre-rolls. When
they
we were
they
helping
got a tree.
With Canna Attainment, remember they would always give us those pre-rolls those, in the glass. And
they're the ones that have the TARDIS, right?
Yes.
I think so. I think they were. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were Sunday Goods.
Well, shout out to them. I will have to, one, go get my first time patient, and two,
do it.
Get that free pre-roll.
I think it's a 50% off or something, first time patient.
Yeah, I think it is.
So I'm going to get an ounce.
So I'm going
to
go today?
Yeah, because that's you have to check it, though, because they have restrictions.
Get an ounce.
Look, we have to, because...
because Wreck is coming, and
that's taking us right into
look,
our
I'm
next.
Look, no one talk about the prices, the weight. Nothing.
Yeah, so
the flour. The
no, you can't get a $25 eighth anymore.
$75 not ever.
For the baseline,
you can right now, but not ever anymore.
Right, not ever.
I don't remember what I was gonna say.
Shout out to Sunday Goods. We have to go to Sunday Goods, basically.
Yes.
And stock up, because, yeah, Wreck.
Let me know when you guys go.
Going into that, we weren't here last week, so we didn't have an episode. But, obviously, if you're listening, 207 passed, because...
Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
So, oh, what I wanted to say is that I'm just... sorry, you guys saw me. I had to think about it, because I knew it was important. I'm just hopeful for the medical program. The
mm-hmm.
medical program to stay intact, to stay like the what we kind of have right now or better, you know, but if it can stay how it is now so that way we can continue being medical patients, because I'm going to maintain my card.
No,
if this is
saying,
the case, I'm maintaining my card.
You
got to
think about like the elderly that have their cards too that live on Social Security.
The
they live on fixed
who,
income.
True.
So they,
or, like,
they
people
fix
have to go wait
this,
too,
this
like going to the dispensary and having a wait.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to have to wait in line. So I couldn't imagine someone who, in a wheelchair, you know, things like
a
that.
A walker.
Or something. A walker, exactly. Because when I went to Ponderosa, actually, there was an older lady, and she was in a wheelchair, and I think it was, like, her granddaughter that was with her. And thankfully, though, like, the wait, you know, it wasn't that bad, so she was able to just go right in, but Wreck...
And like you said, if they're on fixed incomes and they're paying a caretaker, a caregiver, and all that, so...
An additional expense. I don't know.
Yeah. How I'm feeling about it,
Yes, how...
Like I said before, I wasn't for it before, so... Mm-hmm.
And I've been seeing so, okay, again, I always bring up the forums because, yeah, I'm in the forums on Facebook. In Arizona, like, the Arizona cannabis, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And there's just so much back and forth. Like, you know, everyone's jumping the gun and they're just like, oh, yeah, well, I'm just going to
grow.
I'm just going to grow. Mm-hmm. Not realizing, mm-hmm. like, how, one, how tedious it is. Like, not everyone's a grower. Not yeah. everyone, if you live in an HOA or if you live in an apartment, you might as well just kiss that goodbye.
Because check your CCNRs.
Yes, they're right. They're not going to allow, yeah. like...
It is still federally illegal.
That's why so, even when you're
seriously growing, people can still, even on your title for, like, your homes and stuff like that, they put it, there's a stipulation on there, too, for marijuana. You cannot grow or anything like that on your property. You jeopardize your own.
Yeah, and when I was in an apartment, I know they made it very clear. Very like, clear. And I was like, oh, even medical cards? Yeah, and they're like, yeah, it doesn't cards. Matter because their home base was, like, in Texas or
right,
something.
Right, and they were...
And that's... We know Texas is...
The one yeah. where... The apartment where I was getting the complaints at on 7th Street,
mm-hmm.
theirs was in, like, Massachusetts or something like that. And at the time...
Right.
They were anti-weed, so they were always calling him on us. So at this point, I'm like, fuck, get me out of here. I'll break the lease at this point.
Yeah, so, again, revision and... But some good, I guess the good that we can focus on that's coming out of it is the...
Yes, they... starting November 3rd, the mayor... Maricopa County's attorney office stated that November 9th that it will go ahead and begin dismissing all pending and unfiled charges of possession of marijuana. So as well as any associated paraphernalia related to charges that are active in their office. So I did want to just like, that's why I kind of bolded one of our notes because it's all pending and unfiled. So just because if you've already been in the system, more than likely this isn't going to apply to you. It's what's happening right now. Like, it's the pending cases or anything that's been unfiled. Obviously anything with paraphernalia, like, if you've already had that, then, you know.
I'm sure you can, like, remove if it's right, obviously on those, what is it, under the 1 ounce, mm-hmm. I think it was. So, if, yeah, you can probably, like, move forward to the process of getting it expunged or removed or whatever, mm-hmm. but yeah, it's going to be more active for those currently dealing with.
And then they also said too that they're instructing the department county's attorney to file motions to dismiss any marijuana related charges that are covered under Prop 207. And if those charges make up the entirety of the charges of the case, then the entire case will be dismissed. But if there's other felony charges on that, your case is going to remain pending.
So if you got caught with weed and something else.
And something else.
Just because they fall under the same drug category.
Right. Now, if it's again, just the
a
weed.
A lot of gray areas.
Yes, there's gray a lot of gray areas. So there's a lot of things that, right, that you, that people have to just, like, educate themselves in.
There's just, yeah, little positives that we can take, but. Like we were stressing before, it needed revision to fully, like, be up to par, okay?
Right. Right.
And then also now we have a third town in Arizona that is going to be, like, banning or restricting the new legalization laws. So first was Gilbert that mm-hmm. we mentioned a few weeks back. And then, I don't know how to say this one, Sahuarita? I don't know where that
Sahuarita.
Is.
Where is that?
I don't know. Look that.
I'm like, what are you doing?
And then the third one is now Payson. But I guess Payson is going to have, like, much less restrictions and whatever towards it
sense.
Than the other two. Because okay. I think Payson already has...
They have a dispensary there.
And so does Gilbert. Gilbert has one, but I think they're only doing medical.
Okay.
Gilbert. So they're not doing anything that comes with, like, recreational. This town is actually 15 miles south of Tucson.
Okay.
So it is a town in Pima County.
Pima.
Hmm. By Green Valley. I guess the end of Green Valley. Never heard of it. Don't know if they have dispensaries out there, but...
The only reason I know Green Valley is because work. But I've never been there, never...
Right. Never getting out there.
So, yeah, there's still going to be... some towns and cities still have, obviously, their action that they can take to make those restrictions too. So again, it's not just going to be rainbows and butterflies that this bill passed and here we are smoking weed
and hearing people going the day after the election up into the distance. Like, what? Clearly you guys didn't read the bill. Like, you guys are the same ones.
No way.
Can I get some weed?
Can I buy some weed? Do you have a medical card? No. But it passed. What do you mean? Get out of here, bud. Like, what are you
trying again? Try again February, March time.
Right.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. If Arizona has
so it. So I'm wondering, obviously, together. I know that a lot of dispensaries are going to want to, because let's be real, they're behind them. It's like corporation at this point, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
because I think there's like only a certain amount of licenses too, right?
But what my thing is like, can some of them, I know that a lot of them are going to want to move towards it because it's going to be a lot of money, obviously.
Right.
Whatever. So I'm wondering if some can keep it, like they can stay a medical facility.
I think
and
they
literally
can.
Medical patients only, because that would be dope. I would
solely go there.
I would move to try and like do something like that. Like if I'm going to get in the business, like that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do just a medical facility and be exclusive.
I think they can because they're going, I heard, see, this is one of the things on the forums that I heard, is that they're only giving out a certain amount of licenses to
which is how they do it now, too.
Right, to dispensaries to even go rec. So we don't even know if all of our favorite dispensaries are even
I just hope Sunday Goods doesn't go, because their flowers fire.
And I heard, too, like, in rural areas, so it's not going to be, like, again, these ones that are our go-to. So who knows? We'll see, I guess, but
For now, I got my card and I'm good.
Yeah, for real.
I got this fire ass sweetheart and all these other strains. So,
so the only question I have with that is, our allotment lets us get 2.5 ounces.
That's why I'm like, I want to maintain. That's why I want to maintain my medical.
I didn't see anything like that would protect us though if we went and bought the full 2.5 though and carried it.
The bill didn't even really talk about medical. I know. The medical at all,
I didn't see anything in there about
if it stays
it, so.
The same, then I think we're good.
That's why I'm saying if, rec. In my head, like, that's still a prop. Like,
that's us assuming, though, but what if it's not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I know Cali is, from what I understand, because the last time I went to San Diego, which was a couple years ago.
So we'll write that down. That'll be our research that we'll follow up on next time, actually, because it's got to be somewhere. It's got to be somewhere.
They ask you, are you medical or recreational? And then they separate the lines.
That's what I'm hoping for, because I mentioned that in a past episode. I think Colorado is like that too, I believe.
Okay.
So that's what I was hoping for here, because that would be nice, you know? Do we get a little bit of different menu? Do we get a little bit different access? That'd be nice, a different line.
Everybody.
Online order, medical patient, pick up real quick, boom, 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 because I got my card.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your
$75.
And that's what we do. We need, like, clarification, because on all these forums, it's like there are people who work at some of these doctor's offices that give cards and stuff, and they're on there, and they're like, no, everything's going to stay the same for patients. But I'm like, but where did it say that?
Right. I see a lot of people talking about it, too.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that went and got their card this year, and now they have a card for 2 years. And
yeah, like, is it... Someone help me. So, we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all I really had on that.
That's all I had, too. We all know how we all feel about that.
So, being that my cousin is on the episode today... we had just recently passed Veterans Day, and my cousin happens to be a veteran. So we wanted to take advantage of that and have our first ever interview. Yeah, perfect timing, perfect. And I haven't seen you in a while. We all haven't seen each other in a while. Well, the Tres Leches haven't been reunited in a while. So we're just going to run through a few questions because she is an avid cannabis user.
What are
you
saying?
What are we smoking?
And what do you want to light up for?
I haven't tried this, so do you guys want to try this or do you guys want to try what you have? What makes you guys more comfortable? You want to smoke what you have?
What else? Mine's not. I like mine too.
Well, I haven't tried this, so I don't know what it's gonna do.
What to expect?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hey.
You light it. Yeah. Do the honors. Okay, so my first question is, when and for how long? When did you join the military and how long were you in the military?
I joined the military January of 2011.
Okay.
And I was in for 6 years and I got out January of 2017.
Okay.
That's why I never met you all these years. Because I was like, look, I was always with her and I never, we were never around, but obviously...
And I think,
not serving our country.
First of all, like, we didn't grow up, like, seeing each other all the time, I guess, for the listeners out there. So we kind of reconnected, like, in our adulthood life. But when I did see you in, like, my teenage life, it was when you'd be in town,
mm-hmm.
briefly, like you said. And it'd be a party, and...
Well, it wasn't working, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And but... Obviously, Elsa and I were, like, all shy and stuff. Because, yeah. like, obviously, it's, like, your guys' element. And we're just like, yeah, well, we want to show up, obviously. But
support my dad's side. I'm here. Yeah. I know the feel.
My dad called me. He made me come.
Right.
No, he. I wish he would have done that. If he would have done that, we would have been, you know,
yeah.
actually, closer, like, grew up together, actually. Because I don't remember. Like, I know you say we used to hang, but you're like, I remember.
We have pictures.
I have proof.
There's pictures. I posted one once, and Mom even yelled at me. I think it was the one I was, like, strangling you. We were in dresses.
Ooh, this is really peppery. This,
I like it.
What is it called again?
Iron Triangle OG.
Iron Triangle OG.
Okay.
So that's definitely a mix of some strains that I'm thinking of in my head, but I would like to, I'm going to look it up.
Look it up.
Okay. Sorry, moving on. Ooh, and my lips are tingly.
What branch were you?
Air Force.
Air okay. Force, nice.
I wanted to join the Air Force.
Me too. Yes.
I went all the way to, like, I met a recruiter, and then I just...
No, not for me. I had no choice.
Yeah. I'll maybe share my experience another day, but yeah. I never got a call back, but for reasons of...
Legal reasons. Yeah, we'll save that for another time.
Well, Dale just enlisted too, right?
Yeah, my sister just enlisted into the Army National Guard, I believe.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Yes, Air Force National Guard here in Arizona. So, I was here the entire time.
So sick.
I think that's so sick. I know you did have some, I don't know, what you call it? Like an encounter with Obama, right? Like you...
Yes. I did the presidential detail twice.
That's so sick. Let's go.
Sick because they came out and they gave us like a manila envelope. And inside it was like a, basically like a brochure kind of, or like a booklet of mm-hmm. everything that Obama watches, the books he reads,
what?
The music he listens to. It's sick, and they gave me a box of M&M's.
Do you have it still?
Yeah. They gave me a box of M&M's, and it's signed by Obama in, like, gold ink. I don't know if it's, like, a gold Sharpie or whatever. And
but still, it's
just,
sick.
Yeah, and I've never eaten M&M's. I actually gave one of my good buddies a box of them after I did the detail, and he freaking ate the M&M's. And I'm like, bro,
do
you eat Obama's M&M's? He's like, I love candy. And I'm like...
Do you know how much those are? Like, if someone tried to put them shits on eBay...
I'm not selling,
but I'm just saying like that yeah, why would you eat them?
Yeah. No, I did that detail twice. It's actually my favorite thing that I did.
That's always like
that sick.
That's so sick.
Yeah.
And for Obama, like, come on.
Right.
Listen,
right?
Listen.
We got him a little bit, like we kind of got him.
So that would have been the best is if CNN, like, pops up, and it's like, all right, we have a winner. President Barack Obama.
And then you see Steve Harvey. Oh, I meant Joseph Biden.
Wrong one. Sorry, my bad.
Give me that crown.
Everybody wrote in his name. Imagine everybody wrote Obama's name in.
Ooh. Yo, can we talk about Kanye's votes real quick, though?
He dropped out.
Wasted votes, though? No,
the wasted votes.
Honestly, those are wasted votes.
And I said that
regardless
too.
Of
I was just like,
party they
seriously,
were really gonna vote for, those are wasted votes.
We all know what it all comes down to.
Yeah.
As ugly as it is, as stupid as it is, I'm not fucking saying that I'm over here putting up a fucking Biden flag. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But the lesser of the two evils at this point. Like,
yeah. I was more excited that we have a woman vice president.
We're making history, bro.
That's history. That's remarkable.
Like, one, she's a woman. Two, she's black. And she's...
not even just black, like...
yeah, she's a...
multiracial.
Multiracial.
It's just a huge empowerment to, like, the African-American women. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what you guys... you know, everyone's... we're all capable of it. Representation matters. But still, like, your struggle is so different than ours. And for someone to be up in that power, like, it's... or up that high, it's very nice.
Yeah.
For them.
From Oakland, like, woo.
Relatable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, enough with that.
We always fight.
So, you were in the Air Force. You got to detail for Barack, which is obviously a positive. Like, that was a good memory that you have.
Yeah. You guys want to see a picture?
Actually, yes, we do. But would you say in your experience... yeah, we're going to post that. Would you say in your experience that maybe you, like, suffered from any PTSD while being...
I don't know. I wouldn't say myself. I think I suffer from more like depression and other anxiety than straight up PTSD. Because I've never been like diagnosed or anything like that. But mentally, like, I've been diagnosed with depression and severe anxiety. But there's just some things that happen. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
you did have experiences that obviously affected you.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So, how long have you been using cannabis? Did you use cannabis before you joined?
Yes. I used it before high school. Well, in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think I started, like, in eighth grade. Like, I tried in eighth grade.
Just kind of, like...
and I would just do it, like, occasionally.
Down. Occasionally. Down okay.
Here and there.
But then after I got out of the military... they put me on these antidepressants, and I just didn't like what I was feeling. So then my brother, he had gotten his card, and he was like, just try smoking. He's like, just try it. So just try to get fucked. You know?
Fuck this.
All right, guys, sorry about that. My smoke alarm.
It detected some smoke.
Detected a lot of smoke.
It was your joint, okay? I told you it was that damn
fucking hammer. Okay, so you smoked with your brother, boom, you liked it.
Yes.
Better than the fucking shits you were on.
Yes, because I was sleeping my entire day away.
You were like zombied.
Yes, I was missing a lot of work, so it was impacting me financially, so it wasn't beneficial.
Because now you a husband.
Yeah. I got that med card, had it for 3 years. Yeah, after I literally got out. I think it was by August of 2017 that I got my card, and I got out January.
And I'm pretty sure that's right around the time we started really reconnecting, 2017, when you got out.
And it doesn't mess with, like, any of my VA benefits or anything like that. So
would you say that you use cannabis for, like, entirely different reasons now than you did before?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Like, pot, like, more... back then, it was kind of just, like...
it was, like... okay.
You didn't know the benefits.
Whatever. Yeah. Like, for me, I was just doing it with my friends.
Right. Yeah.
But now it's like, that shit helps me.
Yes, and now I look for specific, like, effects. I stay on Leafly and Weed Maps. Like, I just look at the effects and people's reviews because I'm looking for more of, like, chronic pain relief or, you know, more of, like, a head high.
That upper that's going to keep you, that euphoria, that creativeness. Tea,
that's not going to make me paranoid or anxious. Like, I want it to keep me leveled.
And that end goal you need to just...
yes.
Do you do edibles?
Yes.
Edibles, yeah.
Uncle Herbs are my go-to.
Hey.
Uncle Herbs and Wana, because they're vegan.
The vegan option.
I just love them.
I love that.
Make me Wana.
My mom, too. Wana.
They're so good.
They are. I get the apricots. My mom takes, like, a little nibble of them. She, like, she'd be smacked. I tell her this, I was like, I have to wake her up before I leave the house to go to the gym.
To make sure. Hey, mom.
She oversleeps. Like, one time she's barely even made it to work on time. She still stopped for her coffee, though.
My cousin, my...
would you like that?
Traffic was horrible. With your venti.
Sipping on it.
Not one, but two drinks, because she got her coffee and her green tea.
So, like this?
Yeah.
She's like, traffic was
gosh.
Oh. The worst.
No, yeah.
That's funny. My other cousin, too, she started taking the Juanas, and she really likes those because she was an insomniac, like, just would not sleep.
I love it. Like, it'll just get me really relaxed, and I get a good night's sleep. And when I get a good night's sleep, I just have a really good day.
Yeah. Right. You wake up, like, refreshed, revived.
But my other Thea, too, obviously, she, started taking them, and she's now sleeping. She won't say that she's taking them, but my cousin's like, nah, she's sleeping now, like, and I'm like, yes, I knew it, I knew it. And even then, I'm like, I could even get, even for my Thea, we can do the one-to-ones, too, if that way she can kind of not be so droggy in the morning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she might maybe not. Maybe she likes the...
I think she does.
She's like, I didn't get
it. And then I told her, too, I was like, Mom, if you feel like you're really groggy in the morning, go take extra CBD.
Mm-hmm. Perk you up a little.
I was like, you'll be fine. And she's like, for real? And she did it one day, and she's like, whoa. She's like, it was a difference. She's like, and I was ready to go. She's like, I was just...
Get ready to go get my Starbucks.
Yes. Vamos.
So speaking of CBD, I know now you are religiously, like, taking your CBD with hand-in-hand with your THC. Do you feel like you need them hand-in-hand, or do you feel like...
I can just use my CBD and be good.
Yeah.
Because it...
And then you use, like, THC off. As a treat?
Yeah, basically.
Right. Okay.
It takes the edge off. And then, like, when it's just, like, really bad or I'm not getting what I want from the CBD, I just smoke.
But that's nice, though. So then... What happened? Go ahead.
I just like to smoke.
Yeah. And I was going to say, that's nice that...
We like the...
Yes.
That's me.
The smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Same. But it is nice to know that you can take CBD and still have alleviated effects or, like, for your symptoms or whatever, for whatever, like, you use cannabis for.
Yeah, like, if I'm going somewhere, or obviously work, like, if I can't smoke or be on THC or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'll just take the straight CBD and be good. After the gym, too. I take your guys' stuff religiously after the gym. Boom. Before and after.
Before and after?
Yeah, and you're in the south.
I just do
muscle
it.
Recovery.
I just do it
No, for real. Before. Like, it helps because
it after,
my knee.
After.
My knee and my back be killing me. So I do the south, too, and I wrap up my knee. My
I had to put some on my foot after boxing class. My foot was so swollen.
Nicole was skeptical. No, we were at kickboxing, and she's like, oh, I think I pulled something in my back. And I was like, all right, I'm going to bring it tomorrow, and I'm going to put it on you before we work out, and then you let me know. And she's like, all right. So I put it on her, and she's like, no, I don't feel a difference. And the next day, she's like, I felt a difference. She's like, I even slept better. And I'm like,
trying to tell you, girl.
I told you.
I didn't make this up.
I'm not lying.
Right.
My cousin, too, I was smoking with my cousin, and he's like, my boy was telling me he takes CBD and has all kinds of relief. And I was like, it's for real, bro. Like, for real. Use it.
Try it.
It'll blow your mind. He's all, he was for real? And I was like, yeah, man. I was like,
he wasn't bullshitting me?
I was like, he's not bullshitting
he's
me.
He's not bullshitting.
Yeah. My mom takes it, too. She has fibromyalgia. So she takes it religiously, too, in the morning and at night to help her sleep.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah.
So good to hear. She loves it. Actually helping people and...
Yeah. And it's beneficial. Cannabis is beneficial. Stop the stigma, because...
Yeah, people be asking me, too. They're like, what's CBD? I was like, it's my cousin's. And like, well, we can get some at the dispensary. I was like, but it's my cousin's. Well, why go to the dispensary? You can go to my cousin.
Yeah. Exactly. Local. Support, you know, it's made with love.
Just go.
Right. So, well, that's all I had. It's nice to know that, you know, cannabis.
Outlet.
Yep, there are outlets. Cannabis, like I said, stop the stigma because cannabis is helping people. It is.
It is. And there's a lot of research, too, that backs it. Yeah.
And we're not just lazy, like...
Right, the stoners that people think we're going to forget everything. Yeah, we do forget
stuff. Yeah, people see the people that walk in and out of the dispensaries, like, you know, you would not...
Right.
You wouldn't even believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, little do people know. Like, when I'm at work, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Little do you know, I'm getting high as
fuck. Hola.
And I can still do my job. And I can still run around you. Like,
yeah.
15 times.
That's the thing, though. Everyone thinks that you get high to, like, get slumped on the couch.
Right.
I get high to take the edge off.
Yeah, to get through the day.
And
yeah.
It's not all
manage.
Stony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cannabis is not all stony. So,
have you met a lot of people, like, a lot of veterans who use it?
Mm-hmm. Two of my closest guy friends, they use it. One's a Marine vet, one's a Navy vet.
Nice.
They use it religiously too for the medicinal part.
Yeah.
You know,
it's helping.
It makes a difference.
It makes a difference.
And doesn't, there's a lot of vets that think too that getting your medical card impacts like your benefits and things like that. It doesn't, the VA actually puts it on their website too, that if you do use medical marijuana, just be open with your doctor about it and it doesn't impact your VA benefits. So there's alternate options. Get off the opiates.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's an ugly pandemic in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
And yeah, thank you for the smokes.
Thanks for the smokes. Yeah, because I'm
The hammer's still there.
Yeah, we got to finish the hammer. But the smoke alone. We're going to crack the door.
We got to crack the window.
Crack a window or something.
All right. Well, speaking of cracking open.
You want to just crack it?
I'll crack
it
with the door open.
We don't need Goodyear Fire Department pulling up.
Right.
Seriously. All right. So this is pretty unorthodox of a Stony Sisters episode, but we had a few kinks in our schedule today. AD had a run, and our guest has left now. So I am lighting up this joint of OG Kush, and I'm going to go ahead and finish the episode. So, Mars. Mars went direct yesterday on November 13th in the sign of Aries. Excuse my freaking lighter. It's been in retrograde since September 9th. So just a quick reminder, Mars is the planet that rules our ambition, our drive, passions, and the knowledge of ourselves. This planet also governs that divine masculine energy that's within us. Mars retrograde really taught us to slow down, to pause, and during this time, Mars was working on our deeper layers. We may not have been completely conscious or know exactly what message or what it was trying to teach us, but as it is now direct, we're going to not only get that push of energy that we mentioned, but we are going to get more clarity and see exactly what messages and insights that Mars has for us. So pay attention to that. You want to try and look for answers in looking at where your energy has been blocked. Think about the experiences that you've been going through these past couple of months and what they've taught you about yourself. After these months of being held back and kind of slowing things down, we're going to now feel that energy of being supported to move forward, to take action on those decisions we've been wanting to make. Going to get a lot of clarity, like I said. So pay attention to where you and what direction you and your life are being called to. Listen to that intuition. Trust that intuition. Mars won't be in retrograde again until October of 2022. So really take advantage of what work has been done thus far so that we can move forward. End of the year is here. Then right after that, depending on your time zone, the 14th and the 15th, we have the Scorpio new moon. And this new moon is going to be deeply emotional. More of that. More of those feelings. But it's also going to be very deeply healing. So with this Mars going direct energy and the super new moon in Scorpio, we're going to want to be very observant and pay attention to our energy frequencies. If you are doing that shadow work and you're doing that shadow work along with the healing work, you're going to see this magnified. So this is why I say pay attention to the energy that you are emitting, because one, Mars is already going... This Mars direct is already going to be releasing any pent-up energy, so you don't want to fall into those lower frequencies. Look, we know how uncomfortable this going through the motions can be. Obviously, you have to dig deep, you have to bring up stuff, and you have to work through it in order to release. So we know that it's uncomfortable, and you know, we don't want to necessarily be uncomfortable, right? But in order to move forward, it is pertinent, it is important to go through that darkness. But you don't want to fall or stay into that lower frequency. You don't want to fall or stay into that negative dark energy. So with that being said, as you're starting to heal and go through all this and see, you know, that, I guess, brighter side of your journey, you will start noticing who is in dark or negative energy or what things are in dark negative energy. And it's going to help you see what kind of energy you want to move forward with. Remember, we're releasing. We're letting go of those things that no longer serve us, that we no longer want to carry with us into the end of this year. So release those ugly habits. We need to let go of fear. Fear is a really big thing that holds us back, right? We're fearful. We have insecurities. But letting all that go is really going to do that much more for our life, to take us further into our higher being, our higher self, our path, our journey. And if you're looking for that transformation, now is the time. Literally, this new moon is calling for all transformations. The super new moon is going to plant seeds for new beginnings. So this is the time to do all of that. We've said this in the past. I know you're going to get this episode after the new moon, but for future, and just so you know, you can take it down as a note, as a reference. Cleanse your crystals during this time. A lot of self-love, a lot of self-care, self-nurturing. Take care of yourself. Start new healthy habits. Those habits that, you know, you've been putting off. Start them. Do them. Set your intentions. Clean your space and not just smudge your space. Get down to dusting those blinds. And that's me telling myself I need to, you know, go through all my shutters, and it's time. I need to go through all the shutters and, you know, cleanse your space in that way. Take away the dust, all of that. Light a candle. I know Bath & Body Works got some sales coming up. But even just other candles. Other candles that call to you. That's something that I've been trying to, I guess, throw into my little rituals now. Is I do work with the incense and things like that. But now I'm starting to add more candles. So light a candle. And again, like I said, set those intentions. Work with those intentions, believe in your intentions wholeheartedly, and vibe with your intentions. And it's going to be good. I know this year has been tough, but we're moving forward, and 2021 is here, right? Well, not here yet, but it's, you know, right around the corner. And with all the ugliness going on, the best we can do is love ourselves and move forward into our highest being. And with that being said, I do want to highlight what's going on in Central America. My family is from Central America and Mexico, but my family in Central America is in El Salvador, and, you know, by the grace of God, the higher being, the divine, it has not hit there yet. But what the natural disasters and hurricanes happening in Honduras and Nicaragua, prayers, blessings to those who are going through this. I'm going to definitely be doing my research and how I can do my part in helping and aiding. And those of you listening, any research and help that you can do, even as simple as a prayer and giving good energy. I know that there's a lot of crazy things happening kind of everywhere right now, and everyone's kind of in weird places. But definitely give some love and blessings out to there. And like I said, we'll be doing my part. The Stony Sisters will be doing their part, I should say. On top of that, wanted to say, if you haven't already, please do follow Canna Heal AZ on Instagram. Right now we are finalizing our website. It should be up very, very soon. For the meantime, you can slide in the DMs to purchase or email to purchase, or if you have any questions, we would be happy to answer those and chat. So that being said, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the support. Much love, and stay stony.